Here we go. This is file number 10. Here's administrative bulletins. So here's your test. Now there is one question here. Where is it? As I recall, there may be one on the Apocrypha. I think there is somewhere in here. Don't worry about it. Oh, it's question number 9 on page 2. I think most of you will be able to answer that question correctly, even though we didn't deal with it directly in class. So if you find it is too difficult or too unfair, we can come to some sort of compromise when we correct it. So just do the best you can. And we'll take 35, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever we need to take. So just plug away.
Thank you. I I for 10th and Roman Catholicism. Second.
One question, that'll be it. Okay, we'll exchange papers and correct this. Okay, question number one. Who or what is this rock in Matthew 16:18? And the answer is letter C, Christ. Number two, what is the Greek word for Peter in Matthew 16:18? And that's C, Petros. Number three, what is the literal meaning of the Greek word for Peter in Matthew 16:18? That's letter C, a piece of a rock, a detached stone. Number four, what is the Greek word for rock in Matthew 16:18? That's letter B, Petra. What is the literal meaning? And that's letter A, a mass of rock. Number six, who received the keys of the kingdom? Letter D, Peter did. Number seven, what was the purpose of the keys? Letter C, to open salvation to the Jews, and that was on Pentecost, and then to the Gentiles at the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Number eight, what is mainly involved with binding and loosing, mentioned in Matthew 16:19? Letter B, interpreting the Bible. Interpreting the Bible, that's the point. That's right, never change that first answer. There must be a scripture that says that, but I think that is in the Apocrypha that it says that. That's where question nine fits in. What is the Apocrypha? That's letter C. And I would assume that that's a fair question, even though we didn't deal with it directly. A group of non-inspired books added to the Bible by the Catholics. If you did not, and you can tell me this honestly, you can tell the person who's correcting your paper, if you did not honestly have the slightest idea what the Apocrypha was, so this was just a guessing game, and it was one of these, and you then happen to get it wrong, I will give you the 3 points. But otherwise, I think it's a fair question. Number 10, what is the world membership of the Roman Catholic Church? Letter D, 575 million. What a huge number of people. It's absolutely incredible. Then number 11, what is the United States membership? Letter E, 49 million. Okay, check all that apply. Which of the following are valid arguments against Peter being the first pope? Check number one, he erred in doctrine and was blamed for it. And that is not something that a pope can do. He cannot err in doctrine. Number three should be checked. He refused homage from men, and that is solicited by popes. However, Peter rejected it. Number four should be checked. He was called an elder, but never a priest. There wasn't any sort of a priest. And that's what the pope is. He's part of the Roman Catholic priesthood. Peter wasn't called a priest. Maybe you were tempted to check number five. I hope you didn't. He was a Jew, not an Italian. Popes don't have to be Italian. The latest one I'm sure you know is Polish, so. Number seven should be checked. Paul was not behind the chiefest of apostles. Therefore, that's Paul saying that he was equal to Peter. Now we'd have two popes, Pope Paul, Pope Peter. Number eight should be checked. He was an apostle to the Jews, not the Gentiles. And the pope, you see, is to the whole church. But Peter had one real specific calling, And that was only one segment. And that would be an improper thing if he's the Pope. If he's to be over the church universally, then why is he primarily the apostle to the Jews? See, that wouldn't be a proper thing. Then number 9 should be checked. He was married. No celibacy there. Number 10 should be checked. The other apostles sent Peter and John to Samaria. Now, how could the apostles send the Pope somewhere? They wouldn't have any power to do that. Number 13 should be checked. There is no historical evidence that he was ever in Rome. And that's a main thing that the Catholics teach, is that he was there for 25 years. There's not one shred of evidence that he was ever in Rome. Number 14 should be checked. Paul wrote to the Romans and was imprisoned in Rome, but Peter was not mentioned. Where's Peter? He's not even mentioned. And then number 15 should be checked. Jerusalem, not Rome, was the center of the church authority in the New Testament days. And then we'll start on unity after we take a break. And the bulletins are up here.
I got a phone book with my name on it.